Mother Nature provided us with some much-needed moisture around north-central Kansas. Especially with the drought over the last 2 to 3 years, producers may be thinking about planting more grain sorghum. Stay tuned and I will share some grain sorghum management guidelines to follow. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Several planting practices can certainly affect yields in grain sorghum, including the seeding rate or of plant population, planting date, seed placement or planting depth, and hybrid selection. So let's start with the seeding rate. Sorghum plants can compensate and adjust to many different environmental conditions through the number of tillers, their head size, and the final seed weight. For sorghum, the final number of seeds per head is the plant component that can vary the most, and therefore has more room for adjustment than the other plant components. Sorghum population recommendations range from desired stands of about 23,000 to even over 100,000 plants per acre, depending on your annual rainfall. Believe it or not, our Post Rock Extension District rainfall averages range from about 23 to 28 inches per year, which we haven't received for at least 2 to 3 years. So, it is important you plant enough seed for your desired plant population. About 65 to 70% field germination is a good general rule to use. Our Post Rock Extension District conducted some grain sorghum on-farm seeding rate research studies from 2014 to 2016. 3-year averages in the research showed an optimal yield response at about 35,000 to 45,000 seeds per acre for the seeding rate. Sorghum can compensate for good growing conditions by adding tillers and adjusting the head size, but yields can be reduced in a dry year if the populations are too high. However, higher seeding rates should be used when planting late and should be increased by 15 to 20% if planting in late June or later. How about the recommended planting date? A summary of KSU research done in the last several years has confirmed that the optimum planting date for maximum yields is around the first part of June. However, the planting date can be a challenge and is very weather dependent. Your goal should be so that the sorghum plants have the best possible chance of avoiding hot, dry weather at the flowering stage, but can still have sufficient time to mature before the first frost. Grain sorghum tends to tiller more readily in cool temperatures and less readily under warm conditions. So if you happen to plant later in warmer weather, producers should be on the high side of the recommended range of seeding rates, as there will likely be less tillering. Seed placement or planting depth is also a critical factor when planting sorghum. The optimal planting depth for sorghum is about 1 to 2 inches deep. Shallower or deeper planting depths can affect the time between the planting and emergence, and then affect the emergence uniformity of your field. Last but certainly not the least is hybrid selection. We are very fortunate that the sugarcane aphids has limited infestation the last couple of years up here in north central Kansas. However, when determining your variety selection, it is important to study all the characteristics of each variety. The selection of sorghum hybrids should not only be based on resistance to pests, but other traits such as maturity, stalk strength, seeding vigor, and simply overall performance. If you have further questions on grain sorghum production management, contact any Post Rock Extension District office in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.